Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Did you just say what I think you said? It wasn't about the duckies or anything else. It was about marriage? You see, I'm not good with the marriage type of life, and it's not you, it's me. I mean that. Not in those deadbeat husband kind of ways. You know, I just called myself your husband, but all that aside, okay, hear me out, right? Marriage always felt like a curse. The word. It felt like every time I got close enough to where somebody says they want to get married, have this grandiose thing all over hell. Not to mention that marriage is, you know, kind of God's thing, you know? He's God's thing up there. He's, you know, the one who always dictates that kind of stuff. Who can be with who? What can be with what? You even think he'd approve of us? God. I hate that guy sometimes. Not because he's a total... how do I put it in a non-offensive way? He's kind of got a stick up his ass, but, you know, I don't need to go into details about that, and I don't think you'd want to hear about it. Let me tell you, there's a lot more up there than you'd like to. Never mind. Past relationships aside, well, look, honey, baby, ducky, it's because you were cute, like a little flame-throwing ducky in that moment. Sorry, I'll be more serious. I know me and serious doesn't always go along too well, but listen to me. I want to avoid the marriage curse. Not because I don't want to be with you, not because I don't want to promise myself to you, but because I think marriage is a stupid idea in the first place. Don't you? Haven't you ever thought of it that way? Listen. I know it sounds crazy, right? It sounds crazy and it sounds stupid, and I might sound a little panicked right now, but it's because I have some trauma with that word. Things did not go well, and I don't know how to explain this to you except for it isn't all sunshine and rainbows, honey, and I wish it was. I wish it was a sunshine rainbow and duckies too. Preferably ones that shoot out candy this time, because I could really use some sweets. Now, putting that aside, I love you. I do. I've loved you for longer than eternity, and not many people can say that, and I think that that deserves something special, but marriage is not that special thing, because marriage terrifies me. Not because of commitment issues, because I know everybody thinks it's about commitment issues, but it's not. And I hate every time people misunderstand that. It's not that I have fear of commitment. I have fear of not commitment, fear of broken hearts, fear of a curse that was placed on me a long time ago. And when I look at you, I don't want to say goodbye. So that's why, instead of considering marriage down here, I know maybe the word comes up sometimes, that sometimes it's not avoided, but how about this as a compromise? How about I get you a necklace instead of a ring? I think it would look better on you anyways, and I'll wear one too. We wear matching necklaces and maybe friendship bracelets. I know it's not a friendship because it's a romance, but I want to be your friend too. I really want to be your friend too. And that's saying something, because I've got so many friends. So many friends. Look, I know it's not going to look that way from the surface. It's going to look like I'm avoiding responsibility, because historically, there's probably 10 or 15 people that would tell you that I have issues. I have so many issues. So many issues that just don't heal over and go away. And that hurts. It does. To know that I'm not all there, you know? That I have my own deep, problematic things that just don't fix so easily. Sometimes, I'll admit it, self-loathing, and I have to hug my collection of stuffed animals and hope for the best. They don't talk bad about me after all, so I get a chance to breathe. You don't talk bad about me either. And that alone, you came all the way to get me. You kidnapped me, and I say that endearingly, because kidnapping someone is part of a toxic but quite interesting, good dynamic thing. Now listen to me. I'm serious about you. I don't know how to prove that I'm serious about you. If anything, I want you to know this is everything to me. I know I've had past relationships, and they were that, and this is now. I'm trying to say, not the same devil I used to be. You know, they call me Lucifer, but honestly, I'd rather just be Lou to you. I'd rather the big, grandiose titles be taken away, and instead of that, you see me as the man that I am now. Not the one back in Eden. Even if then I was still me, I don't want you to see me as this perfect vestige of what a man should be when I've got a lot of problems. I've got a lot of things that I'm still working on. I think my mental health, it's taken a turn for the worst because before you came, I barely talked to anyone, barely had any friends, and barely got out. I spent most of my days just tinkering away, making things I thought would make me happy, but they didn't. Do you know how sad it is when a ducky doesn't make you happy? It breathes fire, it tries to for Papa. It tries to, but it wasn't enough. And I'm gonna be so honest, that ate me up inside a little. It ate me up inside a lot. I'm not even going to lie, it ate me up inside so much that no matter how many times I hugged things that were soft and plush, or made cute things with deadly intentions, I couldn't get over the fact that I was miserable. And maybe I'm just still reeling from that, worried that if you leave me, I'll be miserable again. And I know how toxic that is. I know how wrong it is to put that responsibility, that pressure on someone who you're just getting into a relationship with. I understand my mental health isn't there, but I'm working with a baby, and I thank you for all of your patience, but I think marriage is something that's too much for me, ever. Because I don't want the curse to keep coming. Whether it's a real curse or it's all in my head, I don't care. Because either way, it haunts me like it's real. It's real in my heart. And besides that, I love you for you. I don't want you to change into something that you're not because stipulations or curses or stupid little things that don't make any sense. Because I'm sick of people changing. I know everybody does. Before you say it, I understand that. Everybody's different. Everybody has their things that change them. The progress, character development, whatever you want to call it. But if I sound panicked, it's because I don't want to lose you. Well, I was talking a mile a minute. Huh? It's funny how emotions catch you off guard and they keep coming and pouring out. But it's your fault too, you. You gave me this chance and I don't want to mess it up. I don't want to be that deadbeat lover that just messes everything up. And I know how easy that is. I know how easy it is to mess everything up. I've done it before. And I dare say I'm an expert at it. An expert at regretting things. Damn. I must seem real pathetic right now. Sorry to show you this side to me. But I won't say sorry for saying I love you. Because I do. That's just the flat out truth. I love you, and I don't care about what people think of me. I've been called every name in the book. They can't hurt me anymore. But you could. I know it's stupid, but my heart's still fragile. I'm still trying to understand where I'm supposed to be and what I'm supposed to do and who I'm supposed to... It's complicated, you know? But I'm glad I get to be complicated with you. Oh, well, I guess that's just what I need to jumble my brain even further. That's not me complaining, mind you. Not even a little bit. If anything, I'm happy you did. Happy and scared, because I feel a lot of emotions right now, and they're mostly good, but some of them aren't. And thank you. Thank you for your patience and for hearing me out. That's why I want to spoil you today with my new invention. This necklace. Ducky approved. I actually got inspiration from something I was working on, and I figured maybe it would suit your style. Actually, it clashes horribly, but that's just it, you know? Just like you fell down here. I think those new wings of yours are hot as hell. No pun intended. And, well, for what it's worth, I love you even more. You gave up everything for me. And I want to do the same. But please don't ask me to curse us. This chance that we have, I don't want to ruin it. I just want to be a good boyfriend, a good lover. I never want to be a husband ever again. I know what that life has. I know what happens with that life. And I never want that for you. Understand? And while this may sound selfish, I couldn't be looking out for you more. I love you. I love you, and there's no strings attached in the slightest, because I can't feel anything, usually. Oh, that's a lie. I think I feel too much. But more than that, more than yapping on and on about that, how do you feel? Why'd I know you'd say something like that? I knew it was coming. I just didn't know how to handle it. And you can always make me laugh after I cry. Remember that time when I I made the biggest blunder of my life? And you patted me on the back. You said I didn't make a mistake at all. You said that while it sucks, while it really sucks, while it sucks major booty cheeks, I think you said, it's not over yet. And it wasn't over. Life goes on. Especially eternal life goes on. Isn't that just how it works? But, honey, darling, baby, ducky, whatever you want me to call you, I'm glad you're in my arms right now. And it is so hard not to cry. I know I'm a crybaby sometimes, but I don't regret showing you my weakness, my emotion, because I'm so sick of showing everyone how strong I am. And having this stupid measuring competition of how much emotions I don't feel because I'm a father, because I'm a husband or ex-husband or whatever the Sorry. I got the best of me. I didn't come to vent to you, and I hope it's not coming across that way. Because I don't want that to be our relationship. I want it to be a clean slate. I guess just bringing up that was old trauma, old scars. But you know what's not old scars? Apples. You want one? I actually grow the best ones. Where do you think I get that one from, you know, back then? Yeah. It's from my apple orchard right here. You want one? They're crunchy and delicious. Guaranteed. Wow, that was easier than the first time, I'll tell you what. Now, putting that aside, and now that you got a snack, how do you feel? You're so cute when you smile that it makes my heart glow. Not literally, but, you know, makes me feel happy, too. Makes the tears dry up and the smiles come out, so I'm just happy to be here. I know I put on a smile for a lot of things. I honestly do it way too many times, but thank you for seeing through that, and thank you for understanding me. Taking the time to is all I could ever ask for. And more than that, thank you for putting up with my stupid sense of humor. No way. You're not lying right now. You actually like my sense of humor? Doesn't annoy you? Wow. That's definitely... That's something. I couldn't be happier because everybody always said my sense of humor was kind of terrible, out of touch. I guess it's because I never really got good at it, and instead I kept my guns. I just kept going and thinking of new things, and that's where I got all this. I mean, down to the apple staff. I got roasted for it, you know? But it's probably because that time never really left me. I got stuck in the past, and you helped me realize that I need to do something about that. It's okay to remember the past and respect it, but to be stuck in it, that's not a life at all. That's nothing but fixation, regret. And that's just it. It was complicated because I didn't regret what I did. I still don't regret what I did. I needed to feel you in my arms to know that everything would be okay. And you've been so supportive to me that I feel like the luckiest guy ever. I might be soft for a devil, and I don't care if I'm the softest damn devil in the world, because that's just who I am. And if you can accept me as that, then I have nothing to fear, because you are worth living for. And not just living the past, living the everything. I thank you. I'm yapping again, but you always have a way of making me yap less and kiss more. Right, kisses, they're kind of a thing, and kind of something that I love doing with you. I adore it, and I adore you, and I can't find the words. I'm gonna be so real with you. And that's why I'm just gonna kiss you back right now and stop yapping. Looking into your eyes, I see a future that isn't just filled with emptiness and regret. Thank you for showing me something like that. In my long life, I never thought I'd get to be this happy. Never thought I'd get to be me in this way. I love you so much. So much. And for what it's worth, I'm never letting go. I don't need a ring and some stupid vow to keep that in order, because I don't care about the order, baby. I'm the chaos. I'm the chaos that feels. The chaos that doesn't ignore what their heart has to say. And you matter more than any stupid bond. And the fact that you would accept me even now. That's what brings tears to my eyes. Happiness instead of sadness. Instead of worry or anxiety, I feel alive. And that's why you should be more proud of yourself. I know you blame yourself sometimes. You think you deserve this, and you think that you made a choice that plunged things. No, you didn't. You did nothing wrong. You did not a single thing wrong. And don't you dare ever look down on what a beautiful person you are, because to me, there isn't someone more beautiful inside and out. You're everything you should be. You're perfect just the way you are. And I love you more by the second. Oh, right. Quite the kisser. And very much keen with the touch. I love that about you so much. You're not afraid to do any of that. And I can't get enough. I'm addicted to you, and that's just how it is. I'll continue to be hopelessly lost in your kisses for an eternity more. Blame yourself, stupid. Don't stop, please. I know I'm making unreasonable demands like crazy today, but please, just a little more. Can we spend all night together? From the morning to dusk, I just want more of you. I never thought I deserved. I hate to say this, but you're just full of surprises. That touch, the way I hold you, the way you hold me. Everything is perfect, and it's almost annoyingly perfect how good you are. I love you so much. Touching you, kissing you, everything is a dream come true. Always love you. Don't look at me like that. Naughty girl, down girl. Oh God, I needed this. Did you happen to need this too? Cause I happen to have something to offer you then. As you know, face sitting classic. Hey, really sensitive right now. Could you already planning on? Oh, okay. I love feeling your lips on my cock like that. Tasting your pussy. Oh, your mouth feels so good. I can't get enough. I can't, baby. I can't. When it's you, there's no turning back. Oh, you snuck that one on me. Sliding right down my cock like that. Sitting on my lap like that. You almost fooled me. To think your intentions were innocent. I was a fool. A big fool, huh? Oh, God. Fuck. I still have that old habit. Saying, oh, God. You know, I invented that, right? Fuck. Complicated past me to him. You feel so good. You feel so good. I love this. But don't forget, I'm the devil, baby. I'm full of surprises, full of tricks. Oh, the zebra cock always gets you, huh? My transformation powers are quite good, aren't they? But when I got 3 times the size inside you, you let out the cutest yelp. And for what it's worth, the pretty voice and prettier moans just make me want to give you a much nicer time. Can't let you always taunt me like that. Gotta turn it around. Oh, God, you're tight. You are so fucking tight. God damn. Fuck, I did it again. No regrets. No regrets. Yeah. That's all you have to say. Nothing. Nothing but moans. Oh, yeah. That's it. Nah, you can take more. Fuck. Oh, God. Oh, you're so fucking good. You feel so fucking good. You feel so fucking good. Take it all. Take it all, baby. Take it all. Take it all for me. Take it all for me, baby. Take it all for me. Take it all for me, baby. Yes. Fuck. Oh. Yeah. So much boring inside you. Can't help it. Maybe it was short. Far too short, actually. But it was sweet. It made me feel like I want to do a lot more. When I can feel my lower half again. You know, refractory periods, bitch. You seem raring to go. I love that. I love that side to you. I really do. It's attractive, special, and way too horny to be called anything else. You know, it's telling of who you are, and yet I think I learn more about you every single day. I'm just so happy. So, so happy. I love you. I love you a million, billion times more than anything. I love you more than flamethrower duckies, candy dispensing duckies, and even duckies that have a little flower in their mouth. You know, the ones that are like so cute. But duckies aside, I didn't want this to be non-serious. I'm trying here, but hear me out, right? You make my day a lot better, and I love you for it. I love you for it, and I love you for it again and again and again, and I always will. And that thing I said about marriage, just keep in mind, we don't need that to be close, to be true. I would never betray what we have right now. I would sooner suffer again, that same regret, and I hate that regret. I hate everything about it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. And more than that, I'm happy to be with you. I'm happy for once. I'm happy, and it's not something that I want to go away. So if it's all the same to you, would you perhaps stay with me for a small or not so small eternity? Forever and ever. That's what I want. I'll admit it. Because I'm not bad for you. Horrendous. And I mean horrendous. I'm bad so bad that I'm never looking back, baby. That's just how I feel now. I realize it. You're what I always wanted from the very start. Not just how you did so many things. I mean, we were at odds for some time, but we always come back, don't we?